I'm glad you have come to this historical institution. You're very welcome. This is Harry S. Truman speaking. This room is an exact reproduction of the presidential office in the West Wing of the White House as it was in the early 1950s. The furniture, the rug, the drapes are duplicates of those used in the White House when I was President of the United States. The pictures you see on the wall and the things you see on the desk are those I had in the White House. The paintings over the mantel are of the three great Latin American liberators. They are Bolivar in the center, San Martin on the left, and Hidalgo on the right. These portraits were given to me by Venezuela, Argentina, and Mexico. The globe in front of the mantel replaces the one which was given to me by General Eisenhower at his headquarters in Frankfurt, Germany, in 1945. When General Eisenhower succeeded me in the presidency, I returned the original globe to him. As the duties and responsibilities of the president expanded, more working space was needed in the White House. Executive Office Wing on the west side was built in 1902 during the administration of President Theodore Roosevelt. It houses the office of the president, his secretaries, and the principal assistants. This wing is connected by passage with the main White House, where the president and his family live and hold state functions. The almost hidden door on the right of the fireplace leads to the office of the president's private secretary. The one on the left leads to the corridor and to the cabinet room. The desk is a copy of one installed by President Theodore Roosevelt when the office was built. The office has been occupied by all the succeeding presidents, including William Howard Taft, Woodrow Wilson, Warren G. Harding, Calvin Coolidge, Herbert Hoover, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, down to myself, Dwight D. Eisenhower, John F. Kennedy, and Lyndon B. Johnson. In the office of the president is centered all the responsibility for the administration of the government of the United States. Since the birth of the American Republic, the office of the president has grown and developed into the most important office of government in the history of the world. I hope that the exhibits in this library will give you, and especially the young people among you, a better understanding of the history and nature of the presidency and the government of the United States.
Thank you, Mr. President. That sounded real good.
Didn't have to back up, did I?
No, sir.